What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, we are finally back with some BBB fan stories. Boop, boop. I know it's been a minute. Thank you guys for your patience. And as you can tell from the screen below, we have this amazing fan with us today, Maya, aka Stell Rocks. Welcome.
Yay.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Waking up, but good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Tired. I'm so happy to finally have you on. We were so excited. Like, we were really hoping that you would sign up. So this is awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank
Yeah.
you. We appreciate it. And obviously, I'm just going to say this to every fan. Thank you for your patience. I know it takes some time, but thank you for your patience. So, our first question is, how did you discover Black Veil Brides? Oof, okay. This is a bit of a deep dive.
Okay, we're here for it.
So it all technically started. I found Andy in his solo project before I found Black Veil Brides. There was a day I had stayed home from going to school. My grandparents were about to go out of town, go up to one of them had a like major like kind of doctor's appointment they had to go to. So I was staying at their house while they were gone. I'm scrolling through YouTube, absolutely bored out of my mind because what am I supposed to do all day? But I had stumbled across one of those like emo songs you loved as a kid videos. And I'm like, you know what? I have nothing better to do with my time. And We Don't Have to Dance came on, and the music video was playing. And I looked at it, and I looked at Andy, and I was like, all right. So I looked him up and I was like, wait, Black Veil Brides, I've heard that name. And it's like, In the Ends, Knives and Pens. I've heard like the chorus of those songs. So I proceeded to spend the rest of the day just completely doing a deep dive into Black Veil Brides. And it's like, I listened to Fields of Bone for the first time, and that was my first like proper introduction. And it's like, really, it all downhill spiraled from there.
Kind of cool that you discovered BBB like after some time after a couple of their records and you discover them through Andy Black through his solo projects. We Don't Have to Dance. That's a good song.
But I love how you said that you heard the choruses of some of them beforehand. Like, do you remember where you by chance possibly heard those before finding out officially who they were?
I want to say it was all in like these like compilation videos, or it's just like maybe in passing I had heard it, and it's just like, like I said, the generic choruses, and it's like that's a song that I recognize only that one part of.
Fair enough, fair enough. I was just curious. I was like, oh my God. Moving on to songs. What is your favorite Black Veil Brides song?
Oh God.
Yeah. Hit him with the
Oh
hard
man.
rock questions.
So I'm gonna list the top three and then I'm gonna force myself to narrow it down from there.
Okay.
So top three, honestly, I'm gonna have to say the cover of Sunday Bloody Sunday. It I have listened to that one so much, it is ridiculous. And then the other top three are probably Love's and Always Fair and Smoke and Mirrors.
Oh, God, I love you so much. All beautiful choices. I don't know how you can pick.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. I mean, if I absolutely had to pick, I'd probably have to say Love's and Always Fair just because I've listened to it like hundreds of times. But it's like I love all three of them so dearly.
Well, and that's the Set the World on Fire era. So, like, obviously, me
Yeah.
being me, like, that just makes my entire soul and heart super happy.
I feel like that song is also like an underdog too when
Yeah.
it comes to Set the World on Fire. Cause, like, I mean, I know of the song, I just, to be fair, don't listen to it as much.
Yeah. So, like, maybe, okay, I'm not saying that I thought this, okay, but a lot of people online, when Set the World on Fire came out, a lot of people related Love Isn't Always Fair to Andy, because they couldn't have Andy. And I just thought that was so silly.
Now looking back in my teenagers years, possibly high school, or we were like in freshman or sophomore year when that CD came out.
I want to say we were in junior year.
Junior, sophomore, one of those two. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue. It was one of them. It's been so
Sometime
long ago. That's how sad.
around.
That's really cool. Loveless Nova is fair. Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and Saints of Night, Sons of Knights, not Saints of Knights. Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke and Mirrors.
Why did I think of Sons of Knights? Change
Hey, both are
that.
bonus songs. Both are bonus songs.
Yeah, fair.
Now going to the albums of all they have come out with. Which one is your favorite album?
Nicole, I'm gonna apologize in advance.
Oh no.
I
Oh God.
know. I know based off my top three, it was sounding like I was probably gonna say Set the World on Fire, but I need everyone to brace themselves because I'm potentially about to drop like the hottest Black Veil Brides take on this podcast. I am not the biggest fan of Ritual and the original Savior. It's like, in my mind, those are the only songs keeping me from listening Set the World on Fire as the best album.
Okay, that's
And
fair. I will say Ritual is an underdog, though. I thought
okay.
Ritual, honestly. But continue.
So honestly, if I had to pick an album that it's like every single song, love it to death, it'd have to be Veil.
Oh, here I
So
am
that's a
grabbing
no
the rest
skip
in
album for
divine.
you.
She's like, I'm getting ready for it. Veil.
It's just like every single song on that, it's like you go through it and it's just such a beautiful record. And it's like, obviously, I wasn't around at the time it released, so I'll never be able to relate to it as emotionally as everyone that was around at the time. I can still go back and like kind of feel the emotion that was put into it and understand what it was for the time.
And that's an interesting perspective. Like you said, like when Veil came out, we were there with the journey, and so we knew kind of like, oh, what's happening in the with Andy and the guys and stuff. And so when as a newcomer, like you didn't know that much, or you just enjoyed the music and lyrics and stuff, which I still it's a different perspective, and I still find that very interesting. So
But I like the fact that you said, although you didn't relate, but you could feel the emotions. That's beautiful. And that's what an album should do to you.
yes, it is.
So I'm going to ask my signature question here, because I gotta know now with your, especially with your hot take, girl. Oh my gosh. So what is your preference? Is it We Stitch These Wounds, the OG, or the remastered Restitch These Wounds? Is there one that you prefer above the other?
So I'm going to say overall, I am probably going to have to lean towards Restitch. But when it comes to, there's like one or two individual songs, like Perfect Weapon being a big example. More often than not, I will go back to Restitch and listen to that version of the song. But if like I'm going to just put one of the albums on loop, it's probably going to be Restitch.
I have a question about the Perfect Weapons song since you said that one specifically you would go to We Stitch. Can I ask why? Does it have anything to do with the scream at the beginning?
It doesn't have to do with the scream, actually.
Okay, I'm intrigued now.
I think for me, the biggest part of it is in that early album, and it's very noticeable when comparing a few of the songs, but a lot more of the harmonies and the verses and the choruses come through a lot stronger than they do on Restitch. And I feel like in the chorus for Perfect Weapon, when it's like, here's to your perfect weapon and all that, there's a really nice harmony in the Westitch version that kind of gets a bit lost when it comes to Restitch.
Ooh, almost like it's too blended in.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it like that. I mean, I could see it now after, yeah,
But
now.
it could,
Yeah, it could be a big reason why a lot of people were maybe like not the biggest fan of the Perfect Weapon on the remastered.
yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to re-listen to that one.
I know.
The original. You just gotta like mash it together and see like see the difference now. What has been your favorite memory with Black Veil Brides? And this can be through in concert or VIP, something through online and stuff, social media.
Ooh, okay. So this, I forget if it happened before or after I went to the concert, but it was on Instagram and Andy had posted something and it's like right when he first started like really actively replying to comments on the posts. And he said he made a post and I was like, pop off, King. It's like, you're doing wonderful. And he responded to that and he was like, I will do whatever that means to do. And I'm like, that's it right there.
I love Andy's response to the comments. TikTok, that's where the gold is at. Like, I just like, house. Like, this man has like a comeback or a pun for every single
Brutal.
thing. I'm like, teach me, Andy.
It's the sarcasm in him.
The sarcasm. Even with his like little videos that he's been posting, like obviously everyone has seen the recent one of him playing the football and the ping pong.
But I love that we're getting more Andy on social media. Like, it's everything that we missed from the Set the World on Fire era.
And I have told Nicole this and stuff, and like, you know, because like, to be fair, wait, Twitter wasn't a thing back in Set the World on Era, was it?
Wait, what?
The platform Twitter when the Set the World on
It
Fire era.
was.
It was? Okay, well, I had no idea about it. MySpace is where I kept mostly
Fair
and
enough.
stuff. But like, seeing Andy now very interactive on Twitter X and even TikTok and stuff, it's just like, it's very kind of very fun to see again, because like, I miss that from the Set the World on Fire and stuff. Like, he would just be gone on Instagram or Twitter and stuff and just say these things, and now here he is coming back, and I'm like, hi, Andy Six. That's in my head. Not Andy Biersack, Andy Six. So
Yeah, it's something so nostalgic, I feel, for OG fans. And then for newer fans, it's just something new and exciting for you guys.
Yes. Beautiful. He's beautiful. I love reading it and puts a smile on my face, honestly.
And that's a lovely memory to have, by the way.
Yes.
Definitely number one. So this next question that we have for you, we do understand that it can be a bit of a rough one, so we ask that you just take your time. There's no need to rush, but how has Black Veil Brides impacted your life?
So it was this builds off the how I discovered them. As I had stated, a grandparent went up for an important medical thing. Unfortunately, they did not come back. So I quite literally found Black Veil the last day I saw them. So for me, it was very much a I have immediately dived into this new band. I love them. They were a very key part in me, like dealing with the grief from that situation and like trying to cope with that. And even now, it's still a thing where it's like, if I've had a really rough day, you know, I'll just go home, listen to Black Veil for like 5 hours, throw that on. And really, Black Veil as a whole has just been kind of an emotional support force in my life ever since.
I mean, like, I always tell fans who do share these type of stories with us, like, I'm happy that BBB was there to be in your comfort and give you that nice hug and like just to show you're not alone. And obviously, you know, as we all know, Andy was very close to his grandparents growing up and stuff. So, and like in the end was dedicated to his grandfather. And so, obviously songs like that, you can build that bond and experience like, okay, we understand each other because we've been through the same thing of a loss of a grandparent. So
Yeah, and I'm really sorry for your loss, but as I feel like, as I say with almost every fan, like Black Veil Brides' timing is just impeccable. You know,
yes.
I feel like they really do just approach people's lives in the exact time that they needed them. And I feel like there's fans that grip on and they carry them with them throughout their whole life. And maybe there's fans halfway through that say, I don't need you anymore. And they move on to bigger and different, you know, bigger, better, different things, whatever. But like, it's really cool to like, and I feel weird saying cool, but I mean, to hear these kinds of stories, it really warms our heart to know like how much Black Veil Brides has been there. Because you know, when if we didn't have this platform, all we can think about is, oh, you know, I'm the only one that like really needed them. We don't think about like how they affected other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because like BBB has been there for every friend in different times. Like for you, it was when your grandparents and stuff. Nicole and I had different situations too when they came for us. Like for me in particular, they came for me at a very unfortunate time when I was going through childhood trauma and stuff, which thank God they were there, because honestly, I have no idea what I would do without them. And I'm sure in the same boat, like most BBB fans, like if it wasn't for BBB, so and so, this would have happened to me and stuff. So, Like Nicole said, their timing is impeccable.
Tattoos. Out of curiosity, do you have any tattoos?
I do not have any, although
Fair.
it's definitely a thing that I'm considering for the future.
You, any BBB tattoos planned up?
Nothing specific,
Okay.
but I'm definitely thinking.
There's a lot of inspiration out there for sure.
I can't lie, just with your artwork style, if you do get a Black Veil Brides tattoo, that is something I have to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Concerts. How many Black Veil Brides concerts have you been to? And like which ones were they?
No.
Just one?
I went to just one, and it was the Bleeders tour.
Oh,
So
okay.
recent. Yes, very.
Leaders tour. Wow. Okay, so that was your first concert. I mean, overall experience. I mean, how was that
Yeah.
for your first time?
God, it was wonderful. It was wild too, because initially it was supposed to be Black Veil, Ghost Kid, and what was the other one?
Oh, Creeper
Divine
and Dark, Creeper and Dark Divine.
and Dark Divine. Those were supposed to be the three playing. But we get to the venue and we're waiting for a really long time, like inside and everything. And the person from Ghost Kid comes out and they're like, "Our guitarist is sick. We're not going to be performing." And then we find out Dark Divine's bus was delayed and none of them were going to make it in time for the show.
Oh
From what I understand, Creeper wasn't even supposed to play at our show, but they came on because we couldn't have just one act.
my
So it was Creeper and Black Veil that played for the concert, and it was like the most magical experience ever. I think it was another thing too, where after like standing for like an hour after the concert was supposed to start, people were just so hyped to hear music.
Yeah, I
But
believe it.
it was one of those too where it's like, I'm here, it's my first concert,
Yeah.
period. Not even just Black Veil. It's just like as
Oh,
a whole.
wow. Oh, wow.
Because previously I had never had a band where it's like, yeah, I want to go see them in concert. I had actually never really liked the idea of concerts, but after seeing Black Veil, I was like, damn. But especially because I was like one person away from Barricade, so I was like
Ooh, so
right there,
close.
really just like feeling it, hearing out the window. But you know what? We can live with it.
Oh wow, whoa, that's an experience, especially for
Yeah.
your very first. I wish you
Yeah.
could have heard Dark Divine though, honestly, because they are a really good band to listen to. But I mean, I'm happy the fact that Creeper was willing to go on. I mean, after hearing Creeper, I'm a fan of theirs now and stuff. And then having BBB just come out and play too, like I'm happy that you still got to hear Black Veil Brides at least and hear everything and Andy and just like all the songs they played and stuff. The Jinx solo, the CC guitar. I mean, CC guitar. Wow! CC's drum solo.
I will say, we actually did not get to hear Jinx's piano solo.
No?
Another interesting thing that made the concert that much wilder was there was like a really brief but severe thunderstorm that went over the venue. So the music is playing, there's like aggressive thunder and lightning outside. The power was like on the verge of going out the whole
Oh
time. And
my
right as Jinx was about to come out and do his solo, there's like a panic moment because he gets ready to start and nothing comes out. And I'm like, oh no. So they fiddled around with that for like 5 to 10 minutes. And then Andy comes out and he's like, I forget the words exactly. He's like, something happened. We're going to play a song. And that's all the information I'm going to give you. And it's like, all right.
Oh, like I'm so sorry that like that's so unfortunate, but it's so interesting because like still the fact that you just got Creeper and Black Veil, I feel
Yeah.
like it just made the show like that much more intimate with both bands
Yes,
for
it
you.
is. Yes.
Whoa, that's a crazy first experience for any concert
Yeah.
in general, I would say honestly. So wow, kind of going back in time when BBB first started out and when they had their beautiful war paint and stuff. Which one is your favorite war paint?
Oh my God. This is the one question I was like, I don't quite know on this.
Fair,
But
fair.
I've been doing some research and I don't know if it classifies as war paint. It might, but Andy's the Prophet look, where he just has the one line going across. That's the one I always go back to, and it's like it's made for some of my favorite photo shoots, and I always look at it and I'm like, that is wonderful.
That's a famous one.
It is one of the
Yeah.
iconic ones. Just the
Because who would have thought white, you
Wait,
know? Everyone
I know,
because
seriously. Yeah.
everyone always did black eras. I feel like we might have asked you this when we had like that whole group with the when we were talking, we were discussing bleeders, but just in case, if it's changed, if you could live in one era of Black Veil Brides forever, what would it be?
I think I'm gonna split this into two. I'm gonna do looks wise and then music
Okay.
wise. Because
Interesting.
if we're going music wise, it's gotta be bleeders, right? It's like I feel that right now Black Veil is like the best they've ever sounded, and they're only going to get better. But then if we look at it from like a looks kind of like aesthetic wise, I'm gonna have to say Set the World on Fire.
I knew you were gonna say that, and I can't lie. I when you bring up music, why music era or war paint era, I have to agree with this.
Yeah.
I can see bleeders. I mean, obviously Set the World on Fire with their studded and everything, rock and roll looks and stuff. I mean, come on. It's hard to say no to that. I mean, Fallen Angels music video.
Oh
It
my God, that music video was everything.
was everything.
I always get stuck on the Legacy music video and
Oh.
like the shots you'll get of where it's like pouring rain outside and it's like they're
Dude.
all going at it. God, I
The
love it so
amount of things they put through their bo they put their bodies through for that music video, it's
much.
crazy. Overall, how has been your experience with the BBB Army with you?
It's been absolutely wonderful so far. I've met like absolutely wonderful people on here. I've met you two. That's been absolutely wonderful. I've met my like online long distance best friend.
Aww.
So I know how that feels with you two.
Yeah.
I've been able to do all this art and like put that out there and share it. And it's like, I'm just doing silly little things and people end up liking them. And I'm like, great.
Okay, first of all, silly little things. Nah.
Right.
So, okay. I'm happy you brought up your artwork, and for those of us who are watching, you can see it in her freaking background right now. You, I mean, we found you by your artwork. I don't know how. I think someone shared your artwork and then we just started following you and stuff. And like, you just came out of nowhere with this
Yeah,
beautiful
I did.
masterpieces of artwork. And I'm like, where the f has she been?
I have never posted my art prior to doing it on Instagram. I had never had a social media prior to that. That was my first thing where it's like, and really with the, I think it's the, I don't know if you can really make it out, but the Andy like Usen for Fun painting, not painting, but portrait.
Yeah.
That was like the first time I took art seriously.
Whoa.
And it's like where I properly sat down and was like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna like it, and I'm gonna put it out there for people to see.
Like, girl, you have talent. Like, ever since I saw your first artwork, I don't even know the first one I saw, honestly, but I saw one of them. I went to your profile and it was like, where has she been? Like, did I miss her all this time? And so obviously I followed you and you kept posting up this beautiful artwork of Andy, the other guys and stuff. And I'm just like, it's just in your time lapses. I appreciate you posting those time lapses because it's really cool to see the artwork come to life and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm just like, she's so talented. What did, but I do understand because like posting your artwork is it's scary at first because you're like, you don't know how people are going to react to it and stuff. Like, are they going to react to it negatively and tell you you're horrible and stuff? Like, I get it. It's part of the reason I'm still working on that issue with my own artwork, but you get it. But like, your artwork is phenomenal. Like, seriously.
That means a lot. I think a big reason why I had never done it sooner is I feel like off Instagram, obviously, my artwork has always been a thing where I've done it, but there's like no one around me that even remotely knows Black Veil. So it's always been a thing where it's like I've done it and people are just like, okay. So it's like being able to post this stuff online and seeing people like it so much, it just makes me so happy that I can do things that makes other people really happy.
And I think also not only do you obviously you do Black Veil Brides, you do Creeper, you do other bands. I can't think of off the top of my head, but you also like do portraits of like fans. Like, you did a portrait
Yeah.
of Nicole, you did a portrait of me, you done a portrait of our friend Cassidy and another Cassidy and stuff. Like, that's super sweet of you. Like, we're just like here, like, holy, we're like gobsmacked. Your artwork is amazing. And I'm so happy that you finally are able to sell your prints now. For anyone who
Yeah.
doesn't know, she has an Etsy shop. Go to her Etsy shop, put an order in for some of her amazing BBB prints and other, I think you have other BBB prints, more than BBB prints right now. But seriously, go. I put my order in. I'm waiting here patiently.
I promise.
I know.
I'm really highly impressed with how fast you are too. I swear you do these in like less than a day.
It's like normally not including the time to get the sketch and everything. If I sit down and properly focus on one of the pieces, depending on the complexity, I average 2 or 3 hours.
Dude, like,
You're already the fastest artist I know.
like I can paint. Nicole knows that. It's tough, but like I can't do it every day like you do. You're like, bang, man, I'm here. Like, well, I feel like shit now. Like, I've done one recent one right now, and Nicole has seen it, and like I still haven't posted it up. For I don't ask me why, because I'm scared. So
It's you, Ruth. You need to post it.
You do.
It. It's on my art desk, and I haven't taken a photo. I've only sent it to you and Chris. That's it. That's how scared
No.
I am.
No. Okay, I'm just saying. Obviously, I love all of your artwork, but I'm just saying if Chris liked it, you got to post it.
And out of curiosity, what medium do you use for your
Most of the portraits that you will see on my profile are all done with alcohol marker.
artwork?
That's mostly what I do. Sometimes I'll throw in like a bit of acrylic, and it's like there are some that I do entirely in ballpoint pen. So.
What brand of alcohol markers do you use? Because I've always wanted to try them. Like, I have one set from Michaels. I have no idea what I'm doing with them.
I believe the brand is called Cali Art,
Okay.
I think. But
I
it's
mean,
like I love them.
seriously, artists like you who can draw and paint, do the markers and stuff, and like the ballpoint pen and stuff like that just amazes me, because like I struggle with those mediums so hard. If you put a paintbrush and oil and acrylic in my hand, I'm all down for it. But like those type of mediums, I'm always amazed by artists. I just like, teach me, because I look at it and I start to overthink it so much. So
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, props to you. Your artwork is truly amazing. I love seeing all the artwork and stuff. And side note, you do commissions, right?
Not yet,
Okay.
but
Okay.
it might be a thing happening at some point.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, because I may have crossed a couple of some certain photos of a raccoon keen that I may like, can you draw this for me? That's so cool though. Your artwork is truly amazing. So again, thank you for like posting and sharing it with us.
Well, thank you guys too. It's like you guys like repost a lot of my things all the time, like it. I really appreciate it.
Of course, it's like amazing. I can't emphasize that enough. It's truly amazing, and I can't imagine how full your sketchbooks are right now.
There's a lot.
I'm sure.
No, you're a talented artist, and you deserve your art deserves to be seen. It deserves recognition. So,
It does.
thank you.
our very last question that we have for you is actually if you have any questions for Ruth and I, and they do not have to be Blackfoot Brides related.
So, Nicole, much like you have a signature question, I
No.
kind of have my own signature question for the both of you.
Okay.
So, a question I always like asking people is if you have one genuine piece of just general advice or like a saying or something, what is like your go-to thing that you would tell people?
That's hard. Okay, let me think about this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it too. Like, give me a minute.
Like, do I even take my own advice?
Honestly, like, I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen clips of Inside Out 2 with anxiety doing like a tornado in Riley's head. That's what my head is doing right now. Like, what advice do I have to give out to the world?
I might have one. I mean, it might be advice, but like I think for me personally, like, obviously I growing up, I was bullied, not as like terrible. I stood up for myself a lot just from coming from the family I did. They taught me to stand up for myself, and I, God forbid, I grew up with wrestling, so I was like, I was willing to put people in chokeholds. But I think like I do have a lot of people that I guess that write me about just like how I'm dressed right now. Like, how can I, like, they ask, how can you go out in public like that? And really, like, I don't know. I think the best advice that I could have for like just being yourself no matter what other people think, because I guess I never grew up caring what other people thought of me. And let me tell you, I have dealt with some pretty mean people, some old mean friends. Like, people were so rude to me, and I've had the nastiest things said to me, but I guess I don't let other people's like thoughts or opinions about myself change who I want to be and how I want to dress and everything. So I feel for anyone who's struggling with that, just never be embarrassed to go out dressed the way that you are. You will get people that will stare at you, you'll get people that will laugh. But it's so worth it when you get those people, whether they're elderly adults or just kids, that think you are the coolest thing.
I'm still trying to find the words for mine. I mean, it's kind of the same realm as Nicole and stuff. Because it took me a long time to take my own advice, honestly. because just due to trauma and anxiety and stuff. But I know at a young age, I was always been grateful for the opportunities and stuff that I got. And but I've never really took a moment to actually fully, like, how do I say it? Accepted it. Like, you do deserve this. Like, don't say you deserve it and move on and worry about another thing and stuff. Like, embrace it and stuff. Like, actually live in that moment and stuff because you do deserve it. Like, because, like, I've been obviously given many opportunities, and it wasn't until like maybe 2020 and stuff that I admitted to some things and stuff and worked through therapy and everything. And I will admit, for anyone who's gone through down times, yes, it's going to hurt hard at first. It's going to. And but how I see it, there's no way around. You have to go through that little bit of pain to fully heal yourself and to really, really love yourself for who you are and to actually embrace everything about you and enjoy all those wonderful opportunities that life has given you, even if it's something so tiny. Like, I always am saying yes to the baby steps while other people in my life and exes are like, "F that shit." I'm like, no, those little baby steps are important to fully love yourself and actually embrace all that is you. So, I mean, my best advice for those anyone who's trying to get there, like, there will be hard times to get there. I know, I've been there, but it is worth it. I promise you, it is so worth it. Army, we want to give this quick shout out to Joshua Shorts. I can't say
Shorts.
it. I'm not Bart Simpson. I am sorry if I butchered that. My apologies. I'm a teacher who just got off their first week. A lot of students' names to remember. That's my excuse. But honestly, congratulations to Joshua, because if anyone who has not seen recently on his Twitter or Instagram, he recently just went to, like, I guess a small film convention or some type of reward show. And for those of us who do know, he directed the My Friend's music video for Black Veil Brides, and he was going there because he was nominated for Best Music Video, and he won in that category. So congratulations, Joshua. Thank you so much for everything that you have done for Black Veil Brides, and congratulations on that big win on My Friend's music video. It is truly a masterpiece. You and Andy's collaborations work is truly just amazing, and everything, and the photos that you take of them is also truly amazing. So just thank you for all that you do for BVB, and hopefully there's more coming of more works that you guys are working on and more music videos. And so again, congratulations to Joshua right here. So
All right, BBB Army, that officially wraps up today's fan story with Maya. Maya, thank you so much for coming on. We absolutely love you. We adore your artwork so much. Thank you for finally selling them. I promise you that obviously Ruth already put in an order for Prince. I will be putting in an order for Prince, and I hope everyone else also puts in an order for Prince. On another note, where can fans find you on social platforms?
my only account on social media is Stale Rocks on Instagram. It's the only one I have, probably the only one I ever will have, but that is where I will do everything art related. That is where you can find me. Etsy, same thing, Stale Rocks. It's linked on my Instagram. You can find it through there.
Perfect. Y'all heard it here. Go ahead and give Maya a follow on Instagram, and go ahead and check out some of her prints that are on Etsy. You do not want to miss them. But we are officially back at it with the fan stories. Maya, thank you for being our first one on this lovely return. For all fans that have signed up, we'll be getting to you guys very soon. We promise. Hello, it is almost halfway through September, and we're heading in to spooky month. And like we said last time, just keep paying attention to our page, because we do have a very big, cool announcement coming up that you do not want to miss.
Do not
So
want to
keep
miss
an eye
this, guys. You do not.
out. We will see you guys next week on a new episode of Hearts to Hearts. Bye.